You have found the podcast of possibilities. This is Tammy Coyne, alchemist and way shower, showing people how to transform their pain into possibilities. This is a storytelling podcast where I take you through various stories of my life, from childhood trauma to spirituality, to show you what's possible. Hello there. Today's episode, what's your clutter got to do with your childhood? I was recently talking to a friend about this who's been struggling with some weight challenges and then recognized that kind of her behavior patterns with food, she's also starting to notice all this clutter around her at home. And as we began to talk about this a little bit, it was clear that she was beginning to have a cross between anxiety sometimes, a little bit of depression sometimes, and this feeling of feeling trapped, like she just can't get out from under this heaviness, either from the weight or from the clutter. So the two things are actually connected. And then you want to look at, how is this possibly connected to childhood? And I began to fully understand this in a very deep way when this is something that I was going through in my life, and at times can still go through this. What it looks like is you realize you've started to accumulate stuff. Like there's just lots of stuff. And it's not enough that you've accumulated the stuff. You have trouble getting rid of the stuff. At times, it might even create kind of a feeling of panic. Well, this is all connected to feelings of safety. And in the chakra system, which we're not going to go deep into that, there are many. I want to say there's 112, 114, something like that, chakras. And most of the time, if you see a picture or whatever, you're going to see the 7 chakra centers that run up through the middle of the body. And we could do a class on that at a later date. But the first chakra is located, it's an energy center located at the base of your spine. The color for it is red. It's also called the root chakra. And it is responsible for your feelings of safety. Feelings of safety and security. If you are familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, this would be the very bottom portion of the pyramid. So the two are very similar. When you think of your life as a human, as a child, one of the things that are absolutely critical to your well-being is having your basic needs met. Basic needs are going to be things like food, water, shelter, feeling safe and secure and loved by the people who are caring for you. If you are a child and you are raised in a household that is abusive, or if you're raised in a household that's traumatic, or you're raised in a household where there's a death or someone goes away, and I'm talking small child, looking at, you know, birth to 7 years, and it could be even before that in the womb and even before that in your ancestral line. So you can see this gets super deep. But let's just talk about you specifically and childhood 0 to 7 and some of those potential issues. Now, let's say you grew up in a family that didn't have those issues, but let's say you grew up in a family who considered themselves poor or broke or never having enough money. And regardless of the amount of money that they had, they always believed there wasn't enough. Well, if you are a child living with adults who believe that there isn't enough, that creates a feeling of anxiety in the child of being unsafe and insecure. They're continually hear things like, we can't afford it. There's not enough money. Money doesn't grow on trees. They may even hear things that are derogatory against people with money. One of the things I had heard growing up was rich people are assholes, or you get an idea that people with money somehow are mean people and are not good people. They're very narcissistic and self-centered. Now, these are just belief systems that may or may not be true, and they need to be challenged. But what happens to that child is when they begin to grow up, layers and layers and layers of life starts to build up on top of those things. And they start to have this feeling of lack about them all the time. They're afraid to spend money, or they might binge and, you know, shop or gamble or something to do, like they won't pay bills, but they'll spend money elsewhere, or they'll hold money till the last minute, or they will hoard things. Now, hoard is a word that is never pleasant and often is used in thoughts of extremes, like there was a show even with that name. I'll give you some examples in my own life. I've moved 80 plus times in my life, and I had a tendency to hoard, I'll just use that word, boxes. I could not get rid of boxes. It scared me to get rid of boxes, because throughout my life, I always had to be ready to move. So I held on to boxes, and if someone tried to take my boxes, or I got to a point of thinking I needed to get rid of my boxes, I would literally have a meltdown. I have had meltdowns over extra straws or little tiny pieces of paper, because that's that child coming out scared to death that there isn't going to be enough. And whatever it is starts to become somewhat, you could maybe see it as a pacifier or as a life raft. Whatever it is, it's important to hold on to it. It gives you a feeling of safety, of something to hold on to. Now, sometimes well-meaning family and friends, or even yourself, decide to dive in and start just madly going through things and getting rid of things. And you may have a day, if you're doing it yourself, you may have a day where you feel super strong. And then as you start the process of getting rid of things, you go into a complete panic attack. Or maybe you realize after everything is gone, you feel depressed. Or maybe you have a good time and you're like, oh yes, I feel relaxed and I feel relief and this is so great and I never want this to happen again. And then the next thing you know, there it is again. It's built back up again. Weight can be the same way. I was someone who was always thin. I gained quite a bit of weight with a high-risk pregnancy. Then I began to struggle with weight. Then weight started just becoming something I packed on to my body until I was 150 pounds overweight. and ended up with gastric bypass, lost all the weight, kept it off for quite a while. Then all of a sudden it started creeping back in again to where now it's almost all back. Why? Why did that happen? Well, it happened because these wounds are in that first chakra, the roots chakra. And when something happens later in life, it triggers those feelings of feeling unsafe and insecure. So while it may just seem like clutter, whether it's physical clutter, clutter on the body, clutter in the mind, there are things that we have learned to almost hang on to for dear life because it is a feeling of safety and security when something around us has triggered that feeling in us where we feel like a small child. And we don't consciously recognize that unless you're someone with a lot of training. You don't really recognize what's happening. You just start being mean to yourself about how much weight you've gained or how much crap you've collected. And this is the time. This is really, really the time. And I want you to hear this. This is a time for you to love you. This is a time for you to look at yourself. I want you to imagine that you are a child. And how would you care for that child? Are you going to berate it? Are you going to kick it and knock it down and guilt it and shame it? Well, hopefully not. Hopefully there's no one listening to this that is going to act that way. Perhaps you would want to hold this child. Perhaps you would want to speak lovingly to the child and help the child through this. So this is what I'm asking you to do for you. You're the adult and the child in this scenario. So what you want to do is you want to start to observe yourself and say, huh, I wonder what has me feeling anxious. What tipped it off? Was it a person that I was around? Was it a circumstance? Was it a particular feeling? Was it a particular time of day? And begin to observe yourself from a higher place, almost like you're up on a mountaintop looking down, observing, not in it, right? Pull yourself out of it and look at this and say, wow. Okay, you've gone through some things in your life. I wonder if this could be part of it. What kinds of things can I do to feel more safe and secure? Now, most of this, I'm a trained transformational coach, mind-body wellness practitioner. I have a master's in counseling and several other things. I've been trained to be able to do this, to help others see it, to help you heal. The point I make is understanding that clutter, whether it be physical clutter, emotional clutter, clutter of the mind, clutter of the body, whatever it is about recognizing the fact that this is directly tied to feeling unsafe and insecure early in your life. So it's super important to begin to love and care for yourself in a kind of almost like a mother-child or father-child sort of way, where you're giving yourself grace for understanding what is creating this and then begin to heal those wounds. This is super important. Now, if you are in a state, I am in the state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma, from its inception, was rather poor, was rather lacking, right? There's a lack mentality. We had a dust bowl here. People left from here and, you know, ran to California. And this state historically has had many, 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 many devastating things happen to it. There is a sense, just an underbelly of trauma here And people have a tendency to hang on to things. We've lost many, many things in financial ways, and due to severe weather, things that where people have a tendency to start hanging on to things. You see this a lot with people who lived in the Depression. So what happens is even as a child, you were picking up in the womb whatever fears were going on with your mother, and then whatever was going on through the family history around money or lack of or feelings of being unsecure, not insecure, but unsecure, not secure in your environment. That creates the need to pull in clutter. And you may even find that you may feel very healed and get everything, removed. And then all of a sudden, it starts coming back. I can always tell when I'm not doing well on a subconscious level, when I start to see clutter. The house gets trashed, the car gets trashed, and there's different degrees. Sometimes it's really bad, sometimes it's just minimally bad. You may see this with weight. It might be 5 pounds, it might be 50 pounds, it might be 150 pounds. All of those things are directly related to how safe and how secure you're feeling within yourself. So, my invitation to you today is to start to consider what kinds of stories, what kind of belief systems did you have starting throughout your life that had you believing you couldn't let things go, that you had to collect them so you wouldn't waste them, or money doesn't grow on trees, or you need to be grateful. These kinds of things can have an adverse effect on you as an adult. And if I can help you further, reach out. I would love to hear what you've got going around this topic. Until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Please join me every Saturday as I release a new podcast episode, and check out tammycoin.com/Academy of Possibilities for more possibilities and things to come.